Verse 17, "And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan. And he said unto them, Get you up this way southward, go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land." Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. This is the commission that's given to them. Now the spies go in. They've been given their commission, what they're to do. So they went up, verse 21, and they searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob as men come to Hamath. Now, Hamath is way up in the extreme north. The spies did a thorough job. Fact of the matter is, I think they could have written a book entitled Inside Palestine, or Inside the Promised Land, because they were inside of it, and they knew a great deal about it. And they went up, and we're told here what they did, and the places they went to, and they saw the children of Anak, the giants. And they also, verse 23, they came unto the brook of Eshcol and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. Now, our translation gives the impression that it took two men to carry one bunch of grapes. That actually is not true. What they did, they cut down enough grapes, and they were lush grapes, of course, but they cut down enough for two men to carry, and it was put on a pole between them. But it wasn't just one bunch of grapes. And that's really not the thought here at all. Now they go in and they come back and make their report now. Remember, they did a thorough job. No question about that. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh. And they brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Now, they brought back the fruit to show what a wonderful land it was. Now they presented the facts, and they presented facts. Listen to them. And they told him and said, "We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it." In other words, God was accurate when he said it was a land flowing with milk and honey.